Thank you. For watching and supporting me, not only for these past 13 seasons, but for the past 34 years doing daytime television. Again, it's been a privilege. And that is a wrap with a big bow on it. Thank you, everybody. Mwah.
Almost 1 year ago, Marilyn Dennis signed off for the last time from her CTV daytime show. The Academy of Canadian Cinema and Television is now recognizing the broadcast veteran with a Lifetime Achievement Award, honoring a Canadian for a lifetime of work that has had a profound impact on the media industry, at home or abroad. Currently the long-running co-host of Mornings on Toronto's Chum 104.5, Marilyn Dennis joins Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast, to talk about her career, her feelings on the end of City Line, changing consumer habits, and more.
Hi, I'm Marilyn Dennis, and I work at Chum 104.5, and I have for the last 38 years on The Morning Show. I'm also the previous host of The Marilyn Dennis Show and of City Line, and I stepped away from television, daytime television, last year in June, and now just focusing on radio, which is my first love. I am the mother of Adam Wilde, who is a broadcaster, and the wife of Jim Hellman, who's a doctor, has nothing to do with broadcasting, is quite surprised by everything that goes on in the media. Anyway, I've been doing the show, being in radio, since 1976. I started by loving radio when I was brought up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I am Canadian, born in Edmonton. They waited till I was born Canadian before they moved to Pittsburgh because my dad had a job there and he was getting furthering his education at Duquesne University. And while living there for 18 years, I was enveloped in great top 40 radio and, of course, the gold standard KDKA. And in fact, I loved radio so much, my parents bought me a Juliet radio with a little ear piece in it. And they'd have to come in at night and turn it off because I would hide it underneath my pillow. So I loved it. I loved the reach of radio. I loved traveling with my folks from, let's say, Pittsburgh to go visit my grandparents in Aberfoyle to see how far I could hear my favorite radio station. When I was at camp in Ohio in Conneaut Lake, at night I'd have that little Juliet radio once again, and I could hear a guy named Roger Ashby that was doing the all-night show at Chum. Little did we know that we would meet and we would spend many years together, 32 years together. So my journey really was listening to the radio, finishing up high school in Pittsburgh, moving to the West because my parents had transplanted themselves in Calgary. And they said, you can go anywhere you want to go as long as it's one flight away from where we live. And I wanted to stay in the States at the time. And so I ended up, I thought, anybody who accepts my registration at a university, I want to attend that school. The really interesting thing is, in those days, to get into broadcasting at any university, you had to be a senior with a specific grade point average. At the University of Idaho, where they were the first ones to respond, but they wanted you on the radio, either their student-run radio station or their local radio station or their public broadcasting station. You come in, you volunteer, you're on. So you can imagine the great experience I got coming in there. It was like I was in a candy store. Oh, yeah, and I was going to school at the same time, which was very minor in my mind. So I finished up at University of Idaho, having worked at all stations. And then I moved up to Calgary for a very short period of time, realizing I didn't have enough experience. I returned back to Little Moscow, Idaho, home of the University of Idaho, where I really cut my teeth on Top 40 radio, got some more information, got some more experience, then went back up to Calgary and started working at CHFM, FM 96. And I was there for a couple of years, moved on to CJ92. And in between all that, I got opportunities to be on television, whether it be weather or covering the Stampede or working for the new TSN. $25 a story. Everything was $25. You want to do weather? $25 a week. You want to do a story? $25. Yeah. So it didn't matter to me because I loved it so much. And then in 1986, I moved to Toronto. I tried out at different radio stations and I got a call back from Chum Radio because Roger Ashby thought it was okay. And they were looking for a female broadcaster to add to their morning show. And that's how that journey began. And throughout the years, in 88, I had my son, Adam, who also is in broadcasting. And I'm still here at Chum 104.5, Toronto.
We're talking ahead of you receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Canadian Academy. And I think everyone wonders how you're still doing it, Marilyn. You did step away from the Marilyn Dennis Show last year, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. But aren't you getting to a point where it would just be really great to sleep in?
Yes. Yes, there are those moments. But, you know, it's like going to the gym. You know you got to go. You don't really want to get there. But once you get there, you're going, oh, I can't think of a better place to be. And you feel so good after you finish. I love radio. Don't get me wrong. I loved television and the opportunities that were afforded to me. They were amazing. I learned so much from television. And I miss my crew on the Marilyn Dennis Show. But radio is this thing where it's always been my buddy. And I can't imagine not doing it. One day I won't be doing it. And as long as this station wants me, and it's the feeling is mutual, and I've got something to contribute, because we have a long list of longtime listeners that have been with us since the Roger Ashby days, still listening to the station, I would say that I'll stay until they'd say, and I say, you know what? It's time.
Tell me about the last year. Do you find that you have more balance in your life now after decades of juggling two shows?
It's amazing when I get asked that question. There's no balance, Connie. Absolutely none. But one thing that somebody told me when leaving, it was advice that they had received, is now that your day has opened up a little bit more, keep all those other appointment type things that you do normally. Like, I work out Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 o'clock. That's my thing to do. And I never move that. And then they said, that's kind of like, you know, a blueprint of how you work around it. And so the days, all of a sudden it's 4 o'clock and I don't know how I get there. Do I go to Toronto's Finest Bakeries? Maybe. Do I find time to go? I have breakfast. I'm calling it the breakfast tour. I see people from other radio stations and TV stations that I so admire and I've had friendships with for a long time. I have more time to do that, because going out for dinner is not my thing since I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning for the radio show. So there's a new type of opportunity. Some days I'm tired, but some days I'm not. And some days I really look forward to post-show when I get to spend time with friends, have time with my granddaughter, that sort of thing. So it's just kind of a new adventure. The other thing that was really interesting was last year, my husband and I went away in October for 2 weeks to Italy. I have never traveled in October. I kept saying to him, I have never traveled in October. He had. I said, this is a great time of year to do that. But because of requirements for ratings for both radio and television, I wasn't able to do that, let alone take 2 weeks off. So now I feel like there's more of, I'm more in charge, not quite yet because I'm tethered by work, in charge of when I can go away. And that's really freeing, but it's baby steps.
City Line is the latest casualty of the changing way that everyone is watching content.
Yes.
That show has real historical gravitas in the Canadian television landscape as the first daytime TV show targeted to women. How does it feel for you to see it come to a close and take on a new format?
Well, you know, there's great love for this iconic TV show from Deanie and Tracy and I. We know that it was a good gig. And we, you know, from that experience, they would all tell you they learned a lot and there was a lot of work invested in it. So it's hard to see something like that go. But it had a good run, 40 years. I mean, that's just unbelievable. That's a machine we thought that was going to keep going on. But there's other eyes going on other platforms and doing other things. And I'm finding that news, and I say hello to my friends in news, that's also going into more lifestyle things too. You can only do so much news, and then they're filling it with some lifestyle pieces. That's the nature of what's happening. That's been happening for a long time. And so I'm happy the way they ended it, because it was on a high. Nothing lasts forever. You know, it's to be celebrated, and it's just the changing of the times. That's what's happening. You know, I could feel that years ago. But I think with the pandemic, as my son said, that's moved everything up by 5 years, accelerated it.
Well, and I was going to mention the pandemic.
Yeah.
You've had staying power at a time when many of your peers, especially during the pandemic, decided to tap out and exit the business. What's been your secret to being able to adapt through the last four decades, but especially the last two, where there has been so much disruption?
Well, I had both Chum and both the Marilyn Dennis Show, CTV Bell, they set me up for success. So that, you know, that was, boy, what a time that, what, when not to be in management, huh? That would have been tough for all those people trying to do things from a distance. They set me up for success. So, you know, just to be a little bit more for the optics, I was doing the morning show in the basement, something I've always wanted to do. Roll out of bed, put on my sweats, and do the morning show. That I got to do a little too long because when they said it's time to come back and I put the headsets on, I went, yeah, this is where I should be at work. The television show was done in our living room, which made it really comfortable. But it was only because, again, I had a great production crew that really helped me navigate that. And then, you know, they're navigating how many experts every day, five segments a day. Producers are, you know, taking care of their kids that are in preschool, and yet they're putting together packs for the television program. It's pretty amazing. It showed how strong the group was, both on radio and television, that I never questioned tapping out or leaving. Never.
There's a lot of discussion about the future of the broadcast business, both radio and television. Do you have thoughts about its longevity? And I'm also curious, you're a busy person. How are you consuming content these days?
Well, one other thing I wanted to add to the last thing that I mentioned about broadcasting, I just want to say this because I forgot about this, is when I was doing it from home, we added a live on-screen audience from all over Canada. It was pretty amazing. And that really got me to thinking how connected we are with our audience and that they took the time out to watch the show. You know, we had people inviting their friends from Texas or their sisters from Texas that they lived in Saskatchewan. So they had a family reunion on screen, on Zoom. So that really told me the importance of what people are watching. As far as what's happening right now, I know there is a change. I know the budgets are getting smaller. That makes us need to be a little bit more creative in what we do to keep drawing people in. I am watching CTV. I am watching, I mean, I love PBS. I'm that baby boomer that is still locked into watching that screen and depending on it. I don't know what the future is, though. I really don't. I know streaming is huge. I understand that. I participate in that too. And that's what's dividing the pie so much. So that really makes advertising dollars hard to get for any one program.
Circling back to your Lifetime Achievement Award, some people have mixed feelings when these roll around. What does this recognition from the Canadian Academy mean to you?
You know, it's so funny because when I got it, I went, really, already? And then I thought, oh, that's so nice of them to even include me in this. And I'm so honored. I like the fact that the timing is great. I'm still working in the business. I've been doing this since 1976. I can still walk, talk, you know, do the whole thing and enjoy the moment with my family. So it's not too soon. I so value the timing of this. I don't know how some people feel about it. You know, I'm not sure. I remember going to one of the first Gemini Awards, which was now that has become the CSA Awards. And there was an actress named Barbara Hamilton. She used to wear a bun. And I didn't know her very well. And she has since passed, but she was very, gosh, gregarious. And she came up and tapped me on the shoulder. She said, you know what, kid, before you know it, it's going to be over, but I want you to enjoy the ride and you're going to be here for a while. So enjoy it. And I haven't forgotten it. And so I think of those words and I think to myself, I'm still enjoying it. So to celebrate, see, this is great. We don't have a lot to celebrate right now. So to celebrate this with friends and family and people in the business while it's still popping is great timing. So it's not too soon. I'm just going to forget that I'm 65. Just going to throw it out the window.
Is there a thought you want to close on, Marilyn?
I just want people, I've said this before, passion and what you do is really important. You have to love what you do. And I know some things are a lot of things are wonky right now in our business. But if you really love what you do, there are various things you can do within the business to make it grow. I don't know what direction it's going to take, but it will give you purpose. And I can't imagine doing anything else but what I do. I can't walk away from it unless the timing is. Of course, I've been asked to do that or I feel it's the right time. But my takeaway is passion and purpose. If you've got those two things, then you will find your way through this ever-changing landscape.
Congratulations on your Lifetime Achievement Award, Marilyn. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Connie.
Listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.
I'm Matt Kundle, host of the Sound Off Podcast, the show about podcast and broadcast. Since 2016, we've been speaking with amazing people who have populated your ears for decades. Legendary broadcasters, research wizards, talent experts, podcasters, voice talent. Almost 400 stories, all for free. Subscribe or follow the Sound Off Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at soundoffpodcast.com.